This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Just went live at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com dealing with the topic we're going to be breaking down here today, and I'll break it down on the other side of this quick report. We are dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, an act of war by Communist China producing the COVID-19 virus and then purposely releasing it, not just in China, but in Europe and the United States, as an economic weapon that their allies in big tech and the Democratic Party and the socialist parties of Europe would then use to say that China was a hero and that the United States was the bad guy. We put this together 7 months ago, but now it's all confirmed, and top scientists and whistleblowers have gone public confirming all of this. But big tech and the controlled corporate enemy media, enemy of the people, is desperately trying to censor it now, not just InfoWars, but now Tucker Carlson. It's all coming up, the censored Tucker Carlson interview, all the bombshell proof, and what this means. What this means, because the collaborators will all pay. But first, a breakdown of their conflicting messages on the so-called mask. Stay with us.
We've all been told, physically distance, wash your hands, and
wear masks. Masks are important.
Wear the mask. Wear the mask.
Masks must be worn.
Not wearing face masks during the pandemic isn't an option.
Not wearing a mask is not okay.
Cover your freaking face.
I'm choosing not to do it.
Wearing a mask is now cool.
Hey!
I believe it's cool.
The mask has become a symbol of fear.
Mask wars is heating up. The president now chastising a reporter for choosing to keep his on.
I couldn't hear you.
Can you take it up, because I cannot hear you?
I'll just speak louder, sir.
Oh, okay, because you want to be politically correct. Go ahead.
No, sir, I just want to wear the mask.
The president again in front of a mostly mask-free crowd.
You can see all the people walking out, and I don't see anybody wearing masks.
Many of those attendees not wearing masks.
The CDC places this event in the highest risk category.
Pretty consistently found that people who are protesting masks during this time, once you really start talking to them, they don't really care about police brutality, and they don't really care about oppression of minorities.
There doesn't seem to be any social distancing and not a lot of care when it comes to the coronavirus.
Why are you not wearing a mask?
Because there's no COVID. It's a fake pandemic created to destroy the United States of America.
Well, are the people there just not worried about it, Cal? Are they not worried about their own personal safety?
I haven't met anybody who is. So you can see, here, just around. Nobody's wearing them.
Including the cameraman.
There you go.
There you go.
Cameraman. Yeah.
Is it time to mandate the wearing of masks across the country?
I definitely long overdue for that. The science that says you must test, trace, treat, you must wear your mask, you must have sanitation.
You call what the president did last night at this indoor rally with thousands of people, most if not many, not wearing masks. You call it negligent homicide. Why?
Well, that's what you call the actions of somebody who, through their negligence, causes the death of other people.
We're talking about criminally negligent homicide.
Jim, you have new information on the president's refusal over these few months to even wear a mask.
No mask. No mask, no soup.
These actions just fly in the face of what any, considerate person would do for others.
It's not okay for you to jeopardize my health.
If he can profit from your death, he will. And then he'll totally forget that you died. You will have served your purpose and are no longer relevant.
He is trying to kill New York City.
Oh,
son of a bitch.
I want them shut down. I want them silent. I want them...
going to come down to fights over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, everything is proceeding as we have predicted. That means we've got a serious chance of winning and defeating the globalists. But it guarantees things are going to get really, really bad, really, really fast before we come out of the darkness, out of the storm, and into the blazing light of the sun. It is Wednesday, September 16th. The year is 2020. We are 47 days out from the most important election in world history. I am your host, Alex Jones. Here is the live show feed headline that I hope you share in this critical information war, because the entire Chi-Com operation, the entire EU system, the Hollywood system, big tech, and all of their censors are trying to block this intel right now. An act of war. Top scientists slash whistleblowers confirm China purposely released COVID-19. Communist China and its allies in big tech and the Democratic Party are desperate in their damage control, as total proof is put on the table. I would share the News Wars link. InfoWars and News Wars have been under now 14 days of sustained communist Chinese attack. And it's even mainstream news. It's communist Chinese attack against every affiliated Trump website, including us. I'm proud of that, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm proud of you keeping us in the fight. Okay, let's plunge right into what's about to happen. Normally, something this important, I'd say, call your friends, call your neighbors, call your family, tell them tune in. Still do that. When we're done breaking this down in this hour, we'll archive it to band.video. And I suggest you then research everything we say. I just got massive chills. And that you, whoa, and that you take action with this, because I'm going to show you what they're scared of. I'm going to show you the facts. I'm going to show you the proof in their own words. I'm going to show you the purchase orders and the hundreds of millions in funding by Fauci and Gates with the Chinese government to create COVID-19. I'm going to show you the IMF World Bank documents confirming it 2 years ago that they produced it and funded it. They even put in their tax receipts for it, because Gates gets money off his own charitable donations. That's how he runs the money laundering. And I'm going to show you the top scientists and whistleblowers from the U.S., Australia, Germany, England, Hong Kong, Taiwan, China, Russia. It was India that first exposed it, though. Their top research institute with a CRISPR's editing system, they were able to go right in and scan the RNA genome of COVID. Five viruses spliced together. And it's got surprises. It's a real virus. It does kill people. But a low number. Those are deficient and old. There's a key to this, and we've decoded it. We've cracked the code. But first, I'm going to air the censored Tucker Carlson interview that Facebook and others are blocking. Tucker Carlson has tweeted about it. The video is posted on InfoWars.com. Facebook's saying it's false information and trying to block it. Chinese whistleblower Dr. Li Mingyan. Everything she says is already documented. I have over 200 articles and government documents that I will show you proving it after we air the report. But here is the censored video that big tech is desperate that you don't see, because it's an act of war by China.
And we're going to do that again right now. Li Mingyan is the virologist who says she has evidence about where this pandemic actually came from. We're happy to have her on tonight. Doctor, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Tucker. Thank you.
Thank you. I know that you've published some of your research. You're planning on publishing more soon. Give us, for a non-scientific audience, a summary of why you believe this virus came from a lab in Wuhan, please.
Okay, briefly, from my first report, I can present the solid scientific evidence to our audience that this virus, COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 virus, actually is not from nature. It is a man-made virus created in the lab based on the China military discover and owned the very unique bat coronavirus, which cannot affect people, but after the modification becomes a very harmful virus as now. So I have evidence to show why they can do it, what they have done, how did they do it.
So what you're saying is much more sinister even than we've suggested on this show, than Tom Cotton, so than almost anyone suggested. You're saying that the Chinese government manufactured this virus, if I'm hearing you correctly. That's what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. Based on the virus genome, it's basically like our fingerprint. So you can see the very unusual characters in their genome, which clearly, based on the other evidence they left during the modification, we can say finally this is exactly the one come from their own special bat coronavirus and then target human.
What you're alleging is shocking more even than I anticipated when we invited you on. So I just want to ask the most obvious question, which is this genome presumably is in the possession of many researchers around the world. Why is nobody saying this if it's true?
Yeah, why there is nobody want to say it? It's because of the big suppression come from the Chinese Communist Party government and also their friend in scientific world. So basically, this is very clearly that this virus is like Frankenstein. So he created those things like basically a cow has deer's head, has rabbit's ear, and also have monkey's hand. So they can never get it from the nature. And there were evidence left in the genome. But the scientific world also keep silence, work together with Chinese Communist Party. They don't want the people to know this truth. Also, that's why I get suspended, I get suppression, I am the target that Chinese Communist Party won't be disappeared.
You're a brave person. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt and assuming you're not an anti-Chinese racist, so it's not clear why Twitter would shut you down or why you're being ignored by the rest of the U.S. media. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Why would the Chinese government intentionally create a virus like this?
Okay, if you want to know the exact motives, the exact idea, I think people have to come to ask them, ask Communist Party, why did they do it? Because they are the ones do it. We cannot always understand their evil thinking. You have to come to ask them. But what we see already proves that they have done that. It harmed everyone in the world, lead to the historic pandemic, involve everyone.
How do you believe this virus made its way from the lab in Wuhan outside to the rest of the world?
Okay, first, as I said, I have this kind of solid scientific evidence, and also my next report will come out soon to make you fully understand it is. The other thing is, I work in the WHO reference lab, which is the top coronavirus lab in the world, in the University of Hong Kong. And since I get deeply into such investigation in secret from the early beginning of this outbreak, I had my intelligence because I also get my own unique network in China, involve the hospital, institute, and also government. Also, I work with the top coronavirologists in the world. So together with my experience, I can tell you this is created in the lab. This is from that template owned by China military, and also it is spread to the world to make such damage.
To make such damage, do you believe the Chinese government released this intentionally, on purpose? Did they do this?
Yes, of course, it's intentionally. And even no need more evidence, you already can see what they try to cover up from the early beginning, as I reviewed in different medias before, and also what else they have done, like making the fabricated virus to throw out the natural origin theory, censorship, everything that every evidence points to the lab origins, and also clearly try to make people like me want to talk about the truth get dispaired.
You know, it's hard to be
ladies and gentlemen, like this. The rest of the interview is on Infowars.com, but I have the answers of why they did it and who they were working with. It wasn't just China. It was big tech. It was Bill Gates. It was the UN. And you see their agenda. But I will detail it all on the other side. Now, why is this so important? We'll explain. It will bring them down.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Xiaoping, who's followed in the footsteps of Mao Zedong, famously said back in the 1980s that China was willing to absorb a nuclear attack from Russia or the U.S. because they're the only country in the world, in his words, that would benefit from a nuclear war. Remember, it's China, under him as well, that began the one-child policy where they would even come grab your six-month-old you've been hiding, and it was your second child, you were a poor villager, they would drown it. Now, the elites could have five or six children if they wanted to because they were in the Communist Party, but you were looked down on as a poor Chinese farmer, and you would have your daughter particularly taken and killed. If it was a boy, they might take it and put it in a communist orphanage and raise it to serve the state like a robot. Alex Jones here back live. So why did I just start the segment with that when I just showed you the censored Tucker Carlson interview with a top whistleblower, top scientist that worked in the WHO main lab in Hong Kong? I mean, her credentials, she's been out for 6 months, are spotless. And that's where they have the CRISPR editing systems that only a handful of facilities have. And they can scan right in and tell you exactly, not just that it's manufactured virus, but exactly who made it. This is Blade Runner level technology. You know, where Decker, in the science fiction movie by P.K. Dick, goes and he says, is this a snake scale? He goes, yes, it's a snake scale made by this person, superior craftsmanship, extremely high quality. That was fiction. This is real. They can go right in with those CRISPR systems, electron microscopes, and they can tell you what virus it is, what bacteria it is, what gene it is, what sequence it is, what part of the genome it is, and they can edit it in live time. Not just tell you what it is, they can edit it with these little nanotech devices. This is super science stuff, okay? And this is what they admit they've got. You know they're way ahead of that. And so, Tucker Carlson goes, well, why aren't others saying this if other facilities know how to read it? Of course, he's very smart. He's opening the chapters for the American people. I have a stack of Infowars.com, GatewayPundit.com, ZeroHedge.com articles from March, April, and May, and February. Actually, there's some from late January, excuse me. We have some from late January, where we first interviewed Dr. Francis Boyle and others, who was the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became World Treaty. He talked to his sources, and they said this is 100% manufactured. He said that before the top Indian Institute that has a CRISPR system, but they don't even need the CRISPR. They can go in and see it's manufactured. The CRISPR just does the editing. And they said, oh, my God, this is a horrible chimera. Five viruses, including HIV delivery system. And then they threatened to pull all the funding of that Indian university, the most prestigious in India. And the Indians are way up there, barely behind the U.S. and China on genetic engineering. They got top scientists. They're in third place. And they said it's conclusive. Now, why is this so important? We know where it came from. We know who's behind it. We know who funded it. We know who laid it all out. and I'm going to do that next segment, for the public, for the FBI, for the military, because the military brass all knows this. That's why General Milley comes out and goes, we can't prove it's China, because he knows it's an act of war. He knows what's going on, and under law, we have to go to war with China if they have demonstrably launched a bio attack on us. And I haven't changed my view on this from the beginning, from the research we had, and we've been proven right. It's a real virus, only kills people that are deficient in key vitamins and minerals, particularly old people. Then why is it engineered? Because it has incredible gain of function. Everyone will get it. And then they've already tested it in pigs for many, many years, these type of viruses for decades. Bill and Melinda Gates are obsessed with them. I believe, and now they're admitting this is the truth, that it's going to mutate into something really nasty down the road. So they've already war-gamed this. And I said, Gates is just releasing this as a drill to see if you'll lock things down and to make sure he's the savior so that you'll listen to what he says when the next version gets released. Or with the CRISPR system, they can engineer it and test it to see how it's going to mutate later and then release an earlier version knowing how it's going to mutate. You understand? They can either release a new one under the COVID-19 name. This is a very complex virus, five different viruses. Or they could already know what the mutation is going to be in the future, because all the pre-programming is the big massive death is going to come later. And he later went on Colbert after I said that and said, terrorists will release a bioweapon based on COVID-19 that will be much worse very soon. And began giggling and laughing like only a supervillain would do. So again, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I'm going to lay out all the evidence of who's behind it, why they did it, what the motive is, and then show you the proof. Humans have advanced intelligence, and when we are faced with a life-threatening situation, we can work out all the angles, and God will give us the discernment to be able to break the chains and defeat it. But you've got to listen, and you've got to take this serious, and you've got to research it. I used to tell people stuff like this and give them third, fourth, fifth, sixth gen level stuff. I used to break out into multi-dimensional analysis of things because I'm in the mind of the enemy. You heard the top scientist whistleblower. And what did she say? What did she say? She said, we can't get in the minds of the evil Communist Party. Dr. Li Mingyan said, we don't know why they did it. Well, sweetheart, I do. And that's my gift. I am inside the enemy's brain. Okay? I know what they're doing. I know their next plan. I know them. I'm totally immersed in it, and I'm able to dial into their satanic frequency, and that's just what this is. Because God cheats, ladies and gentlemen. God gave us the Bible to warn what was coming next. God gave us free will, but gave us a blueprint to get out of it because he loves us so much. And I'm not the only one that knows this stuff. Oh, many of you have different gifts God gave you, and you have to use it. You have discernment. It's why you're tuned into this show. So we're all actually superheroes spiritually, ladies and gentlemen. And you have to realize you have that power, and then you can look at the evidence and then extrapolate what they're going to do next if you have the discernment and if you're willing to dial into the enemy's broadcast. But it is not a nice spiritual broadcast, I can assure you. And it's very, very depressing and very, very horrifying, and it will make you only want to be closer to God once you've dialed into this. But I'm done talking about the big metaphysical issue now. And the eternal fight. When I come back, I'm going to systematically lay out who's behind it, the motive, why they did it, and then the evidence of it. And then I'm going to give you the coup de grace, the final blow. In their gamble to launch this and to censor and try to control what they've done, they have sowed the seeds of their pure destruction if we simply take advantage of what they've done against them. They're done. They're done with this act of war if we're able to get this into the mass consciousness that America and the world is under globalist attack. You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because the Bible says we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you, this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and that only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy the product, spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
News today. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Why is big tech? Why is mainstream media? Why is the Democratic Party so incredibly obsessed right now with saying that Communist China had nothing to do with the Wuhan COVID-19 virus, the Chinese virus. Why are they doing this? Well, it's not just that they want to blame Trump and blame America and use the virus to selectively keep our industries and culture shut down and then force us onto commuting from home and being under their AI surveillance with everything we say and do at work, where nothing's said personally, face-to-face, but everything's fed into AI for total control. It's not just for that. It's because Obama and the deep state and Fauci and Bill Gates on record funded hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions. You know, I've tried to find out the last 7-8 months how many programs Bill Gates funded at Wuhan. And at about 20, it just all became a morass because I kept finding new programs he funded at Wuhan producing coronaviruses, including coronaviruses in 2018, patented, admitted to by the World Bank and IMF as COVID-19 as a chimera gain of function. The same virus produced under another name, 2015, Chapel Hill, North Carolina. U.S. scientists got very upset that this should be illegal, so they had to shut the program down and they moved it to Wuhan. And I'm going to show you all the articles and all the admissions, not from 2020, but from back then. So when Tucker Carlson has her on, the whistleblower scientist who was at the WHO UN facility in Hong Kong monitoring all of Asia with these viruses that keep coming out, he says, well, why didn't other universities and other groups find that? They did. In India, in Australia, in the U.S., in Canada, in Germany, in the U.K., in Russia, in Brazil. Because as more and more universities get these CRISPR gene editing systems and similar systems, they can go look at it, and the computer prints out what it is. It's this virus, that virus, this piece of that virus, this virus, this virus, and it tells them it's this part of the HIV delivery system. It's this part of this particular bat system. It says we have insertion points of the P shuttle gene showing this was delivered by a such and such nanotech gene gun. I mean, these computers even know, like a diagnostic on your car you plug in, how they made it and who made it. It's got serial numbers. you know for like 30 years, the big secret of the printer companies is the Secret Service is worried about people printing counterfeit dollars, counterfeit money. So they all print little secret codes in the ink so they can tell where it was bought. You know, they can track it back to you. That's old 30-year-old stuff, folks. They've got it in the gene editing. So they thought everybody was so dumb that Bill Gates and Fauci have got this over there. It's been going on since Obama got in office. And I'm not just blaming Obama. That's when this particular project started, in about 2009. By 2010, it's going on at University of Texas, Galveston, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and Fort Detrick, Maryland. The military always wants to be part of it. And several other universities. People bitch about it. They say it's wrong to build a bioweapon like this that has incredible gain of function. You can upgrade the virus anytime you want to where it's not very deadly now, but you can make a few switches and make it super deadly. So this is a training wheels virus. You're being introduced to just the test to see if you'll lock down, to see if you'll do what they say. So I'll get into why they did it right now. And you don't need me to tell you this. Once you shift your perspective, it's still a third-dimensional system they're launching, but it's from a different perspective, not of being good, not of trying to help, not of being nice. But if you're the manager of the system, the UN, the big banks, the big corporations, the government leaders, and you want to lock people up in their houses, you want to track and trace them, you want to bankrupt them, get them in more debt, you want to get rid of cash, you want to make them take apps on their phones, you want to tell them they're non-essential, you want to make yourself a hero, you want to shut down all the other medical procedures and call them non-essential and cause massive death? You want to get rid of old people? You want to lock families out of hospitals and set it up where hospitals are prisons? You want a big, fat, giant power grab? You want control because you're a psycho? Well, obviously, you see this consortium of authoritarian corporations led by Big Pharma with China and the UN with their history of tyranny at the UN and their history of tyranny in China. And the history of America hating and big tech and Hollywood and all of it. And then there you see it. And then they're always so arrogant.
that they hide it in plain view, that they created the virus, that they handed the virus out, that they proliferated it all over the world. They handed out these viruses so that when it got released, they'd have plausible deniability. And then Hong Kong's revolting, Taiwan's revolting. There's huge revolts. It was up to 7,000 every month, documented revolts in China. The people demanding freedom. 3 million Muslims in death camps in China. Millions of Christians and Buddhists in them saying no. So what do? You release the virus, and then you hype up every normal flu death, every normal pneumonia death as the end of the world. You show the person dying. And you've got a virus that's been released that matches anybody that's had the flu or a regular cold or a bacterial infection shows the same detritus. You set the test to be over 90% false positives are not confirming, not 30, not 60. And then everyone becomes suspect. And then China is the model through the UN of going and taking families, breaking them up, taking political dissidents, killing them, saying COVID killed them. And then you have the UN say, we've got to break up families, and suddenly Quebec City starts doing it. Under a Republican traitor, Ohio starts doing it. Australia starts doing it. Spain starts doing it. And now, today, Infowars.com. Houston, they're doing door-to-door blood draws at random homes, and he says, we're going to pressure people to do it, says the Democrat mayor. I told you, it started 2 weeks ago in Hawaii, checkpoints, demanding swabs, and if they think they can intimidate you, it's medical workers with police, blood. And the cops go along with it, so they think it's good. And then almost all of these are false positives. Now they have the contact tracers phase two, and they come and take you and disappear you. That's the political cover for disappearing you. And as soon as I saw this morning, my wife showed it to me at like 7 a.m. We're eating breakfast. I went to search engine and found out in California, in Michigan, in New York, and in Democrat-controlled cities like Miami, hundreds of hits came up. They're already coming door to door with police saying, we're here for your blood test. And people are so intimidated, they're giving the blood. I told you 2 weeks ago the blood testing would start by fall. We're not even there yet. It's a program. It's a beta-tested system in countries that are more authoritarian where the public has already submitted. And so Thomas Jefferson was once asked, what is the limit of tyranny we will accept? What is the limit of tyranny that tyrants will bring us? And he said, whatever you'll put up with is the limit. That's where we are. That's what's going on. That's what's unfolding right now. So, I've talked about the motive, just part of it. I've talked about who's behind it. I've talked about why they did it. And I've talked about where this is going. When we come back, though, I have two stacks here that are conservatively 100 articles. And you understand, these are AP, these are Reuters, these are Newsweek, these are New Scientist, these are the Journal of Nature, these are the CDC. Now, you're like, well, why are they telling the truth? This is 5 years ago when there was still some freedom of press and scientists were morally upset and concerned about what was going on. And then we've got the new articles about what's happening, but it's all admitted. So when Tucker asked her, well, why aren't other scientists saying this? They've got the science to know. She goes, oh, well, because they're afraid. They actually went public. No one picked it up, and Facebook and Twitter and all and Google blocked it because they're in league with the Chi-Coms. I'll give you the key when we come back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple three-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
With a MECTEC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTEC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTEC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Dark as things are, we are entering the good times. The global awakening. So as the tyrants discover it, things are going to get rough. Okay, if you just joined us, let me give you the synopsis of the last 45 minutes of the show here on this live September 16th Wednesday transmission. Communist China working with the United Nations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and Big Pharma, which are the most ruthless, corrupt corporations out there, biologically created COVID-19 as an economic killing system to bring in the global social credit score and the technocracy. In their own words now, they admit it's bringing in the technocracy and the global social credit score. And you've had scientists in India and Australia and the United States and Germany and all over the world come out and scan the virus, COVID-19, and say it's man-made, five different viruses. And now you've got a Chinese scientist whistleblower from Hong Kong, Dr. Li Ming Yan, who's put out a 200-page report detailing what's in all these other scientific reports. I'm about to show you that it was made at Wuhan, for a reason to shut down Hong Kong and Taiwan freedom movements, but to be used in the West to shut down our economy, make China win the trade war, and discredit Donald Trump, which you've now seen them all attempt to do. We told you 7 months ago that was the game plan. And the White House now gets it. And the White House now knows it was InfoWars. And it was Gateway Pundit, and it was Zero Hedge. We were the trifecta. I mean, I personally, 7 months ago, pled with Tucker Carlson with these links, with this information. And so now you see what's happening because they've gambled with this bioweapon that they can blame on America. But it comes from them. But they've got the whole big tech system defending China because big tech was in on it with them because it's one big combine. What's the Washington Post headline? Xi Jinping must destroy Trump to save America. These are globalist collaborators. They know what they've done. They are cornered rats, cornered animals. And if America learns that communist China, with collaborators that hate America, launched this attack, and there's total proof, it's over for their party. They're not a political party. They are like the Nazi party. They are a criminal group that tried to overthrow the country and may still do it. And now you know why they commit so many crimes and why they're burning down the West Coast and why they're trying to send in pedophiles with the drag queen story time to brainwash our kids. Because it's an overthrow. All that stuff's illegal in China. They don't put up with that, but they do it here because China owns much of Netflix and of the six big Hollywood production studios, four. And our debt. We were maneuvered by Obama and by the Bushes and by the globalists to collapse and to be done. But 2 minutes to midnight, in comes Trump, in comes patriots and our intelligence networks that say no to the globalists with the American people. And that's what the American people organically have done. And so the number one thing is to get out that it's a man-made virus, that China launched it with their cohorts. Bill Gates went on TV, we'll play it next hour, just last night and said, don't trust Trump, don't take his vaccine, but don't question that my vaccine could hurt you and you need to take my vaccine. When they admit it's his vaccine that's hurting people and it has the Trojan horse, Trump's coming out with a placebo vaccine, which he knows will make people not be under their fear anymore and have the general public wake up and say no to the globalists. And that's how he got Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Bill Gates and all of them to come out and say, don't take the vaccine. And now they're all anti-vaxxers. Trump does that. Do not engage in Machiavellian activity. I can analyze it. I see it. And Trump is using the Ring of Mordor. He's using the One Ring. It's very dangerous. I'm just telling you, he did it. I was told by Trump he was going to do it with the gun stuff. He said, just trust me. And they came out and said, we want to ban every gun. He said, tell me what you want. We'll look at doing it. I support you. Let's take the guns. They went, we want to ban every gun. these people, the thing is, globalists aren't even three-dimensional, folks. They're like one or two-dimensional. But we lay down to them, so they just keep attacking. They don't think a couple steps ahead. They're not even playing chess, folks. They're playing checkers. The danger of using political black magic is it becomes addictive. And I refuse to be part of it. Trump is, overall, 99% a guy that doesn't use darkness, but, coming out and saying, yeah, let's take the vaccine when he knows it won't protect you, when he knows it's a fake virus, when he knows it's a synthetic bioweapon that's meant to make you guilty so all of us get it, and so all of us are guilty. So it can be tracked, so it can be traced, so it can be disappeared in the middle of the night. That's the admitted UN rollout that the head of the UN emergency response wrote the plan and said, we need our partners in Melbourne. We need our partners in London. We need our partners in San Francisco. We need our partners in Ohio to start arresting people and taking them to secret facilities, Quebec City. And they're doing it. And now Houston says, we're coming to your house with contact tracers to take your blood, and we're going to pressure you to do it. He said that. That's on InfoWars.com. So, again, it's about power. So let's start going over the documents here. Dr. McCam Shot, please. And there are so many of these. And then I'm going to get into Bill Gates and his flip-flopping and his floundering and all the rest of it. But let's right now get into this. An act of war, top scientist whistleblower confirmed China personally released COVID-19. This is Newsweek. Dr. Fauci backed controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars for risky coronavirus research into the very COVID-19. Now, I forgot that document. The IMF came out and said 2 years ago they were funding COVID-19 research, which supposedly didn't exist until 8 months ago. Again, here's the big boil-down article. InfoWars was right. MSM finally admits COVID-19 came from Wuhan Biolab. Here's summit.news. Chinese lab that studies world's most dangerous pathogens is based in Wuhan. That is, again, from, March? And all of these have the proof. Creator of U.S. bioweapons act says coronavirus is biological warfare weapon. February 4th, 2020. Infowars.com. Coronavirus contains HIV insertions, stoking fears over artificially created bioweapon. Infowars.com, Zero Hedge. Bioweapons expert delivers urgent measures to Trump on coronavirus outbreak on InfoWars. February 7th, laying out all of it. Dr. Boyle. Coronavirus Chinese espionage behind Wuhan bioweapon. Released on purpose to destabilize the world. Give them cover for Hong Kong takeover. Fake news. Told you distrusting China over coronavirus was dangerous. Remember? Iranian general. Coronavirus man-made bioweapon. March 5th. Bioweapons expert. Who is in on biowarfare weaponization of coronavirus? The UN was involved weaponizing it with Bill Gates, author of the World Bioweapons Treaties. White House asked scientists to investigate if coronavirus is bioweapon. February 7th. Smoking gun. China bought weaponized Wuhan virus from U.S. from Obama 2015. That's February 19th. Full transcript of smoking gun bombshell interview. Professor Francis Boyle exposes bioweapons origins of the COVID-19 coronavirus. Infowars.com. February 21st, bioweapons whistleblower blacklisted for exposing death of science programs. Scientist discovers HIV-like mutation, which makes coronavirus extremely infectious. It's not about killing you, it's about infecting you, and then it does something later. It mutates. That's why you can't escape it unless you fortify your body. You're going to get it. So that's why you better fortify your immune system. Oh, it's got a little special thing it's carrying. The real umbrella core, Wuhan Ultra Biohazard Lab, was studying the world's most dangerous pathogens. Zero Hedge. Here's the Indian University with the scan of the virus showing where it had the inserted HIV delivery system. Sources believe coronavirus outbreak originated in Wuhan Lab as part of China's efforts to compete with the U.S. Fox News. Then this comes out in May and April, after we all reported that was in April as well. Inside the Chinese lab, poised to study the world's most dangerous pathogens, nature.com, and that is from 2017, 3 years ago. Suspect in custody hours after standoff. Sorry, that was mixed in the stack. Let's just continue here. Creator of Bioweapons Act says coronavirus is a biological weapon. And it goes on and on. You can read it all. Coronavirus, bioweapon, how China stole coronavirus from Canada and weaponized it. University of Texas being investigated over ties with Wuhan Biolab. UK ministers no longer discounting theory of COVID-19 leak from Wuhan Lab, April 6th. My point is, this is all known. There's Italian TV 2016 in the Wuhan Lab where they say we're developing chimera viruses and giggling about it. It's all public. I'm going to come back in the next hour with where we go with this, but this is political dynamite to destroy those that did it. You get it out that China launches against us with traitors in our own media and our own system, they're done. Or you let them control what they launched, be the saviors, put us under martial law, and take all our rights. It's us or them. Expose them. They're behind it. CNN, MSNBC, they're all guilty.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.